In 1964, Kitty Genovese lost her life after being savagely attacked by a man on the streets and in a stairwell of a building in New York City. As the original story goes, 38 witnesses saw or heard the attack and did nothing. Ever since, the young woman's name has become or been synonymous with urban apathy. But is that the real story? To find out, Kitty's brother Bill set out to discover what exactly happened that night, and what he learned has been turned into a feature length documentary called The Witness.
50 years?
Right.
If you buried it, you should have. You should have, because it's easily described as an obsession on my part.
And joining us to talk more about all this is the director of the film, James Solomon. James, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for having me on.
What basically did Bill Genovese learn about what really happened that night as far as witnesses were concerned?
Well, I hope your listeners will go see the film. But basically, there are multiple mysteries that Bill unravels. Bill was profoundly and deeply affected by not just the loss of his sister, but by the account and the story. In fact, he's a double amputee as a result of trying to prove that he was not like one of the 38 witnesses. And so over the course of 11 years, he tracks down the witnesses who were in the apartments. And the story, as we all know, is a story of urban apathy and indifference. In fact, it has a hero after all. There weren't 38 who watched and did nothing over a half hour. In fact, Kitty died in the arms of a dear friend. That part of the story has always been left out, and Bill tracks down the woman in whose arms died. He also tracks down, and in the course of his investigation, multiple other witnesses, several who claim they actually called the police. But it doesn't just stop there. He wants to know, and Bill goes about finding out how that story came to be, the iconic story that was originally broken by the New York Times in March of 1964, and unravels how the story that we all know came to be.
I watched it last night. It was riveting, all 90 minutes of it. There was a bit of an indictment of the then editor of the New York Times, who wrote a book about this case, and 38 witnesses in the title of that book, and Bill met with him before he died. He went pretty easy on him, though, Mr. Rosenthal.
Well, you know, it's an interesting point you make, and thank you for your kind words about the film. There is a saying, journalists have this saying, some stories are too good to check. And while the story was broken by the New York Times, and you're referring to Abe Rosenthal, who was then the Metro editor, city editor, essentially, of the New York Times, became the executive editor, there are multiple others who have perpetuated this story. In fact, I guess about a month ago, Lena Dunham did an episode of Girls based on the story, and a month before that, Law & Order Special Victims Unit did an episode based on the iconic story of Kitty Genovese. So the story has, for whatever reason, and what it spoke to back then and even today, has sort of perpetuated itself, and it really took, in many respects, Kitty's brother to unravel actually what happened. And also, while it is a serial-like investigation, it's been compared to sort of a visualized serial, it really is at its heart a love story about a brother reclaiming his sister's life from her death.
James, we only have 30 seconds here, and this story is so emotional, so painful at points. Do you believe Bill Genovese got some closure at the end of his journey?
Well, I think such a good question. I think Bill got as much peace as you possibly can in that he has found all the answers that you possibly can find. And as you know from having seen the film, and your listeners hopefully will go see it this weekend at the Angelica pop-up, it is Bill takes his journey about as far as you possibly can humanly take a journey to understand what actually happened that night, the night of March 13, 1964.
Well, James, we could talk a lot more about this, but of course the point is for people to go see this, and we hope they do. Thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. James Solomon, he is director of The Witness, which opens Friday at the Angelica pop-up at Union Market here in D.C. on Friday.